and continuing custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it is Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes. However, as we don't have a question time tonight, I guess that's probably mostly irrelevant. Item 1.0 is apologies. Councillor Ennis is an apology for this evening's meeting. Item 2.0, declarations of interest. Do I have any declarations of interest for any items on the agenda tonight?
You do, Mayor.
Councillor Murphy?
Item 3.2, although I would like to seek a ruling in relation to that, in relation to my conflict of interest.
Councillor Murphy, it's your call. Either you are declaring an interest or you're not. I would ask you to make that call right now. Thank you.
I will declare an interest.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Item 3.2. Any others? Item 3 is the Planning Authority. I announce that Council intends to act as a Planning Authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993 for the consideration of agenda items 3.1 to 3.3. Council is required by Regulation 8.3 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations to deal with items as a Planning Authority under the LUPA 1993 in a sequential manner. The following items are to be dealt with. Item 3.1, multiple dwellings at 11 Murford Crescent. Item 3.2, PA 2018.0175, passive recreation park at 2 to 18 Best Street. And item 3.3, PA 2018.0186, residential multiple dwellings at 169 Steel Street. Item 3.1, do I have a mover of the recommendation for that item, please?
So moved.
Councillor Perry, do I have a seconder?
You do, me.
Councillor Laycock, thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Pretty straightforward report and decision. There was one representation which wasn't really specific or gave no specific reasons that are valid in the context of the discretion that Council has considered on this occasion. So it makes a lot of sense to approve this, and I trust other councillors see it the same way. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Councillor Laycock?
Nothing further to add. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman?
Thank you. Just if I might ask a question through you to... Hello, Mr. Warren, how are you? If I may, just to make sure, so it's saying that on page 5 the code requires the additional dwelling unit to have 2 spaces for vehicle parking and 1 space, so 3 spaces. So, and obviously we don't have a plan drawn up to show us that, but they have to do that. They're not going to be able to come back and say later on, oh, we couldn't fit it in or we couldn't do that.
Mr. Warren?
Thank you, Mayor. There is a discretion attached to the actual number of car parking spaces, which was, I think it was covered in the report. Based on the location, there was some merit in looking at the driveway as one of those spaces, and the actual ability to manoeuvre in a small cul-de-sac was deemed okay. Is that the answer you wanted?
Not really. So they don't have to provide 3 spaces within where that unit is. You're saying they can use the Crescent?
On a, what's called a greenfield site, with no existing dwellings, it's probably a bit of overkill to have 3 spaces for one unit. If a developer is probably an integrated development, you'd look at a system where the visitor parking space is probably available for both the existing and the proposed unit.
All right, and I might not realise then, is that to do also with the crossover? Is the crossover more about the driveway access?
Simply the point between the carriageway and the property boundary.
Okay. All right, so that's got to be improved.
At the moment, there isn't one there for the additional unit.
Oh, I see. Right, thank you. So, but read the code. The code says three, but we're not necessarily enforcing that rule.
It's three for the overall site if there was going to be two units on the, for two multiple dwellings on the actual site. There's only one additional dwelling, so it's just reasonable to take on board the two and the driveway being used as a overflow.
No worries. All right, thank you. And with the representation, they're asking obviously about trees, which has nothing to do with this as a planning authority and nothing to do with whatever. But are we looking into that at all?
Through you, Mayor, I can actually answer that.
Thank you, Ms. Lance.
It has been raised previously actually by the owner of 11 Murfitt Crescent, and at the time council went to extensive work to with the neighbours in there, and he was the only resident in the court that wanted additional trees. However, I have now forwarded that that new request onto the Infrastructure and Works Department for consideration.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister?
A question. Normally on these, do we get a plan of the actual building or that's going to be built? I'm not looking at this 11 Murfitt Court at all. This is a vacant block with a house on it.
Can I come back to planning department?
It's a call we make when we take applications, depending on the level of discretion we exercise. Sometimes all the details on elevations and plans aren't required. It can sort of confuse or cloud the issue. In this case, the discretion's pretty well straightforward of a setback to a side boundary. It was just done by a description rather than by a picture.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2. Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Can I have a mover of the recommendation for item 3.2, please? Councillor Hollister, thank you. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Milburn. Councillor Hollister.
Yes, this is the next stage in the Roundhouse Park developments. I see from the planning thing at the moment, there's still a lot of things to be decided. Like I was noticing today that all the trees that we discussed, that there was probably too many are still there, but I believe that we are actually waiting for an arborist to decide more, you know, on the trees sort of thing, especially the old ones. But there's a lot of the new ones actually in the plan that, you know, need to be taken into account. So I presume there's still further...
That's correct.
..planning to be done. That's all I have at this stage.
Thank you. Councillor Milburn.
It's just the next step to this project. It's, I believe we've identified some of the representations that have already been spoken about in the past, and we are working through clarifying and addressing some of those representations. So I think we are working well to progress the project in a positive light.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. I do take note that it's called the Passive Recreation Park, which I think I'm not feeling very passive about it at the moment. So, look, I understand this is a planning authority meeting, and I understand that means that literally I have to help tick a box here because I can't be sentimental, I can't be emotional, I have to just deal with planning authority, which is why I think council shouldn't even have to discuss these things. But that's my point of view. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got some questions in regard to some of the representations. Tas Rail, there's a letter of really no commitment in there. The one paragraph in there, it's on page 37 if anyone wants to have a look at it, and there is a paragraph in there literally saying that they just know that there needs to be further discussion. So I'd like to know, are Tas Rail for this? Are they happy with the playground being there? Are they happy with the design? Have we got anything further on since this representation? It's my first question.
Through you, Madam Mayor, certainly not part of the planning consideration, but I can just update councillors that we've got in principle support from Tas Rail and just working through the detail of the crossings. And there is a paragraph in the report that makes that reference.
Thank you.
And do we have anything from the state government approval in the fact that we are changing the way Formby Road is utilised, putting in a wombat, two wombat crossings? Have we got anything in writing from them? Have they agreed to this?
It's still working with them.
Yeah, it's through you, Madam Mayor. Again, it's not part of this planning consideration, but yes, we're working with State Growth on the pedestrian crossings.
Thank you.
Look,
you know, obviously I've had my say in previous times, and I certainly, you know, I just think that we've got to be very careful with this, but I understand we're in planning authority and I've got to do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Hollister to close.
Thank you, Mayor. In the past, Tasports and Tas Rail have never been very cooperative when it comes to wanting to do things. The best example I can think of is our wharf that's completely fenced off, whereas you can go to Hobart and go to Constitution Dock and walk around all you like. It'd be lovely if we had something like this, and maybe this development will give us a bit towards that sort of a situation. Also, with all the crossings and things like that, that's not going to be our decision in the future. That'll all come from Tas Roads, etc. So I think this is just another step along the way, and the sooner we get on with it, the better.
Thank you, Councillor Hollister. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Hampton. Moving on. As soon as Ms. Councillor Murphy's back in the room. Moving on to item 3.3 is PA 2018.0186, the residential development at 169 Steel Street. Do I have a mover for that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Doesn't matter. Go for it, Peter.
Councillor Hollister, Councillor Laycock. Thank you. Councillor Hollister.
This is a development for the old hospital, Women's Hospital subdivision. It's going to be good to see something there finally. They look awful close together, but that's the way units seem to be nowadays. They're allowed under the planning scheme, so that's about all I need to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Yes, I totally agree with Alderman... Sorry, Councillor Hollister. Devonport, everywhere needs more housing, and to utilise a block like this that's been such an eyesore for so long will be wonderful. I think the developer should be congratulated on taking this on. There's a lot of conditions there, but they'll work through it with council officers, and we wish them all the best with their new development.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. So just a question in regards to the access. So I don't know why... So Mersey Community Care have sent us a letter and it's not actually in this. Did it come too late or...?
Yes, through you, Madam Mayor. The letter from Mersey Community Care clearly stated it wasn't a representation, a formal representation, but it was provided after the closing date in any case, but it was circulated to all the councillors.
Thank you. So just my question is, what are we doing about this? Like, obviously, there's a lot of problems going on in there. So do we have a clear, concise idea of what we're going to do? I mean, it's wonderful development. It's brilliant what's going there. Don't get me wrong. But we just need to make sure that we've got right access and know... we don't want these neighbours to start getting into a bit of a bum fight over who's going to park where and cause accidents. And I've certainly been a volunteer at other times. We all knew working in that area not to turn left out of that area. Now, with people coming in and out with construction, there's going to be a lot of more bodies and cars going in and out of there. Are we going to do something about it even in the interim?
Plan? Is there anything?
Mm-hmm. Are we going to do something about it? Is the question.
Thank you, Mayor.
Access?
Councillor, it's not a particular planning consideration because all we have to deal with is whether the actual site has access between the carriageway and the property frontage, which it has. The issues of the sort of traffic impact was addressed internally as part of our internal assessment process, and our engineering department had no issues with the site as it is, as proposed, and the comings and goings of construction traffic and the future comings and goings of the occupants. They deemed to be suitable, not require any particular and specific traffic impact assessment.
So did we wait for an accident to happen? I've got to ask the question, because that's what they're worried about. It's all about safety, isn't it? So we don't have to take that into consideration when it comes to the planning side of things. I'm just asking on behalf of these people. Thank you.
To put it simply, the planning scheme in this particular situation hasn't got a safety objective.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. That being the end of our agenda, I'll declare the meeting closed at 5:47. Thank you to those in the gallery and to my aldermen and staff.